The influence of social conservatives is clear in the platform approved by delegates to the convention, specifically on the issues of abortion and gay marriage. The document is a biggie, 48,000 words, more than twice the length of the Democratic platform. Nearly half of the 93-page document is devoted to praise of the president's stance in the war on terror. Among the many other things included are calls to make the Bush tax cuts permanent, to double funding for abstinence education, to increase the number of minority homeowners. Joining us from New York is one of the chairs of the platform committee, Colorado Governor Bill Owens. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's good to be with you.
I want to ask you about some of the language in this platform. It calls for constitutional amendments that would ban abortion and also gay marriage. It also goes further in that question of gay marriage. It would oppose civil unions, domestic partnerships. I know this was controversial in the platform meetings. Can you talk about the debate in the committee on this language?
Actually, we spend very little time in over 2.5 days on that language. I've read and seen a lot of the coverage and on this sharp-edged platform that appears to be, you know, a right-wing platform. Actually, it's a platform that says what most Americans believe, and that is that marriage is something that should be kept between a man and a woman. And it's not an issue, incidentally, that we put to the fore. We wouldn't be debating it, except the courts have made this an issue. And in states like Colorado, we have to respond if we don't want to have to acknowledge Massachusetts' new marriage licenses.
If you look at this issue of gay marriage, a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage didn't get taken up in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. Vice President Cheney has said this issue he feels should be left up to the states. Do you think that your document might be out of step with the political landscape?
No, I don't. I think that the document is very much in step with what most Americans believe.
Let me ask you just a bit about the language on abortion, which seems to hew quite closely to the language from the last platform in 2000. But it would support a human life amendment to the Constitution, which would declare that life begins at conception and would therefore make illegal all what is now legalized abortion. Do you think that reflects the tenor of the Republican Party?
Well, it certainly reflects the platform that the Republican Party has run on since 1980. We are proud of what our party stands for. Again, I would suggest that our party reflects the concerns in terms of the war against terror and in terms of tax policy, and yes, even in the areas of social policy that most Americans agree with.
So you would say that most Americans agree with the statement that life does begin at conception?
I think that most Americans, if in fact you looked at the history of how Roe v. Wade was put into, in essence, into constitutional law, they would think that it's something that should have been debated rather than put in place by a small majority of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Let's turn to part of the platform that you're most responsible for, which is the big section in the front about the war on terror. If someone were to read this platform and turn then to the Democratic platform, would you say there are bright divisions between the two documents and how the parties view that war?
You know, that's a very good question. I think that there are bright divisions between the parties on what we actually have done and would do, but I think that their platform actually masks those differences. The reason why their platform didn't get the attention that our platform has is because their platform doesn't say very much. It talks about keeping America strong, and it talks about how we need to win the war on terror, but their candidate has voted consistently to cut weapons systems, to cut defense systems, to cut intelligence budgets. So I think that there are divisions between these two candidates. I don't think you'd see those differences enunciated very much in the platforms because their platform says a lot, but I don't think has the force of their candidates behind it.
Is it enunciated, do you think, in the Republican platform?
I do. I think that our platform very clearly reflects what our party and what our president stand for.
Bill Owens, Governor of Colorado, and one of the chairs of the committee that drafted this year's Republican platform. Governor Owens, thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.